This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hour number three, we'll get into some Cavs talk about 20 minutes from now. Where have all the tough guys gone? Are we really expecting anything different from our wine and gold? That's coming up straight ahead. Jason Lloyd in for Ken Carmen. We had news breaking overnight or after the show yesterday with TJ Watt. His contract and guaranteed money eclipsing Myles Garrett. What does it mean for their rivalry? What does it mean for our rivalry? But to talk a little bit of football, but in a different way than maybe most might be accustomed to. We are so excited to be joined on the Fan Hotline by Hannah Lee, Cleveland Browns youth football manager, with exciting news. I saw this yesterday from my friends down at the OHSAA and certainly people affiliated with the Browns. So it looks like opportunities opening up for people of all types in not only Northeast Ohio, but the Buckeye State. And to talk about that more, Hannah Lee, how are you, Hannah?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I saw this yesterday from the OHSAA announcing that they will sanction a state championship event in girls flag football starting in the spring of 2026. So what does it all mean? How did this come to be?
Yeah, no, this is a historic moment for girls and women in sports here in Ohio. So for the first time, girls flag will be sanctioned as a sport here leading up to that, you know, first state tournament sponsored by OSHA. So really just excited for the game of flag football for girls to continue to grow, not only Northeast Ohio and Central Ohio, but statewide. So just a really exciting opportunity for those girls.
So if a school district now wants to start flag football for girls, how do they go about doing that?
So they'll just reach out to us. We have all of our information on our Cleveland Browns website. There's a form on there. They can fill it out. They can read about the history of the program. And then at that point, we will reach out to the schools. We'll set up an onboarding meeting and make sure that they have all the resources and are equipped to be able to onboard it and get next steps started.
And how many teams do you have signed up now, or how many are you anticipating?
So this past season, we finished with 60 high schools, 88 total teams just in our Browns region. And then as we look at this coming year, we're hoping to onboard a good chunk of schools and really have different kind of satellites throughout the state. So expanding from not only the 13 counties in Northeast Ohio, but down into like Columbus, Central Ohio, and, you know, obviously working alongside the Bengals as well to get it down there in Southern Ohio.
Is this fall? Will this like coincide with high school football, or is this a spring?
So it's a spring sport. We wanted to make sure that obviously it's Ohio football, and we know what that means and the amount of talent that comes out of the state. So wanted to make sure that boys still were highlighted in the fall. And then as we look at the spring, that's really the flag football season from youth all the way up until high school. And they kind of get their own spotlight as well.
Hannah Lee joining us right now from the Browns. So, you know, it's normally a if you build it, they will come scenario when it comes to this. But I have to say there's been a groundswell, definitely an uptick nationally in flag football, both for men, women, boys, and girls. You're seeing more and more use it as a as maybe a safer alternative. I know USA Football has launched their women's program in a big way. They've got, you know, Isabella Geraces from Northeast Ohio. She's a Cleveland State basketball player. She is involved at the national level. So I think you're seeing young girls are seeing more and more of this. So I imagine that's a big part of why, you know, the Browns got involved and why they think this could be so successful here around the state.
Yeah, I think Izzy's awesome. I have had the opportunity to get to know her over the past year and see her grow and compete at a really high level. And I think when she's come out to some of our events, young girls have been able to see the opportunities that are available, not only playing flag football, but then also working in football and having opportunities to meet people in our front office on the football side and just seeing that there are career paths in it. And just in a few short years, we've gone from a couple of schools really that reached out to, you know, they told us that they were going to be part of the program to now being statewide. And now we're getting emails and calls and texts from schools that want to be a part of this program and a part of history. So really just will continue to grow from here, and excited to see how many more athletes out of Ohio will go on to compete at a high level and hopefully be a part of the Olympics.
Do you have enough? I'm wondering, when it's a new startup like this, for scheduling and how close the schools are in proximity to each other. Is this a situation where teams are going to have to travel a long ways to play each other? Or do you think you're going to have enough enough interest close enough together in surrounding Cuyahoga, Lorain, Medina counties to be able to put a schedule together?
Yeah, so that's the beauty of flag football. The way that we kind of do the programming is we'll have a host site. So Berea Mid Park, you know, we're based in Berea, our facility. So they might be a host site. You may have 8 to 10 schools drive to Berea Mid Park on a Friday night, and those schools will play round robin games as part of their regular season. So they can knock out 2 games in one evening. So it cuts down on the amount of travel needed. Schools can play, you know, multiple teams in one night that maybe would be, you know, a far drive on if they're just going to play one game. But since it's a host site and you have schools kind of meeting in the middle, that kind of fills the gap in terms of travel and distance. But I think as we continue to grow this year, we don't foresee an issue of teams statewide. We think that there's going to be a lot of interest and a lot of outreach. And just checking my emails yesterday, we did get a good chunk of schools that already reached out. So going to begin the onboarding process and kind of just explaining the program for them.
How big a responsibility or endeavor is this for recruitment? Or do you think just by virtue of having this affiliation with the Browns, USA Football, the opportunities that are presenting themselves that, you know, you're going to get the type of participation that you're looking for, you know, early on?
Yeah, we've been really grateful. A lot of schools in Ohio have added women's flag football as part of their sports. And we've had a good chunk of girls from our program as well that have gotten offered scholarships. Notably, there's an athlete from Willoughby South who just completed her senior year, and she's going to go on and compete at Mercyhurst. They had her major. They just added the sport. So we're now seeing a lot of our athletes going on to compete at the next level. And just we're down here in Canton this weekend at the NFL Flag Championships. They had a college showcase yesterday with a good amount of colleges from across the country that came in. And we did have about 30 to 40 of our athletes from Northeast Ohio come down, be a part of that, compete, get to talk to college coaches. So I think those doors are finally opening. And I think within the next year or two, you'll see a lot more colleges from the Division I through Division III starting to add women's flag football to their programming.
Awesome, Hannah. That's awesome that the Browns are getting involved. Obviously, we're all for more opportunities. And hopefully, maybe Northeast Ohio can really stand out above the rest and become maybe the pinnacle of the flag football sport. With your help, maybe that can happen. Thanks, Hannah.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
All right, there it is. Hannah Lee, Cleveland Browns youth football manager. And obviously, anybody, you got to be living under a rock if you don't understand, like, not only are people buying in on women's sports at all levels. We know we're getting a WNBA team, but flag football, not just for the girls either. I mean, flag football is growing around the country.
I saw last night, I think on ESPN, there was a female flag football game of some sort. I just was flipping through the channels, and I knew we were having Hannah on today. I didn't see what the teams were or anything. And there's like a professional softball league now, women's softball league.
Oh, yeah.
I saw one of those games on last night too.
It's I'm telling you, the investment in money. I mean, we started the show talking about youth sports, but I do think it's awesome. More and more opportunities, no matter what you are into, you should have that outlet.
Well, you've seen them add the men to the Olympics. And once they add the men's flag football to the Olympics, you got to think that the women's flag football is
not far behind.
We're not far behind from it. And to be able to start this up now where it becomes a priority. And now that it's no longer like I'm pretty sure Avon Lake had like a club level one and the middle school level.
Yeah.
And now that it's going to be a sanctioned event, you can start paying, you know, these guys that have been volunteering their times and even girls that have been volunteering their time leading these teams and start getting them a little bit of money for it. And it puts a little more emphasis on developing a program for different regions, you know, for different communities.
Yeah, absolutely. And taking it more and more seriously. All right. TJ Watt, the news after the show yesterday, highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history, 3 years, $123 million extension. I guess it's like $1 more than what Myles Garrett got. So it had the afternoon show talking. I thought this was great because it's been a fun rivalry. Not only TJ Watt, Myles Garrett, obviously between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns. And this was Nick Wilson on the afternoon show after the news.
Myles getting a $40 million deal, TJ getting $41 million per year average. Good for you, TJ. Who's a big man, TJ? Aren't you a big, strong boy? Oh, don't you feel like a bigger man today? Oh, gosh, TJ, you got one more $1 million a year than Myles Garrett. Oh, gosh. Maybe you'll stop throwing temper tantrums when you don't win every Defensive Player of the Year award. Maybe you won't cry as much when people point out that Myles Garrett, who's been to the playoffs twice in his career, have more playoffs wins than you, right? Maybe, TJ, you won't cry so hard every time somebody says anything nice about some other defensive player that also happens to be a pass rusher in the NFL. TJ, I hope this completes you as a person so that the rest of us don't have to hear you cry.
And that was from the afternoon show yesterday, Nick Wilson. And this is the proper place that we should be back in, because it felt weird during the Super Bowl for Browns fans to be bagging on the best player on the Browns, and that was all because of Myles Garrett. Early 90s, Cavs had some really talented teams, and when I was young growing up, they used to say, yeah, but the one thing about the Cavs, kind of soft. And we love those teams. They also did not get as far as they wanted to get. Can things change with this Cavs team? Jason Lloyd in from The Athletic, and for Ken Carmen today. Kenny having his procedure. Haven't heard from Kenny yet. I think he's nervous. I don't even know if the procedure ends up going down.
I think he's going to call in and go, I've got a lump in my throat. I'm not feeling so good.
You think he chickens out?
I did bring it up yesterday because I understand, because I was there. This was all the same thing to me. I kept putting it off. Then they changed it. They delayed it. And then my wife is like, do you even really still want to do this? And then when she said that opened up. Like, I guess I don't really have to do this. And in the end, I just sucked it up, got it done. So we'll see if that happens with Ken today. And he said, you know, 15, 20 minutes.
Ultimately, you know, Ken's in the height of monogamy. He's like, this is not just for him. This is for Liz, too, right? So,
but maybe what he saw at the Coldplay concert has him thinking otherwise.
That's
I don't know.
I'm glad. Let's speculate on that for a while.
Reckless speculation.
What time was he supposed to get chopped?
10:45, I think, is.
Oh, then why do you have to miss today?
Time.
Right. Well, you know.
Coward. He's soft. Speaking of soft, he's soft.
I'm not saying anything. I mean, you know, got a little rain the other day. Oh, let's pull the kids off the practice field. It's raining.
Yep.
So you can go and start boozing.
Yeah, he did that on Tuesday.
I'm like, do you think that's happening in Kirtland right now? I bet they're going out there in the lightning. It could be a tsunami. they're out there practicing.
I mean, Avon Lake, we practiced in a tornado last summer.
And we'll do it again if we have to.
But we'll get to that. We'll get to that Cavs thing in a second. I do know that maybe perhaps nobody in town has better perspective on LeBron James. And even if you're experiencing LeBron fatigue, even if mentally you've so checked out of wanting to beg for LeBron, or you don't even think he could help them at the age of 40, I think it's crazy. The guy was, to me, a top 10 player in the league last year. Actually, to the NBA, he was second team All NBA. But you're monitoring what's going on with the Lakers, and you're seeing a lot of similarities to what LeBron had done in the past here in Cleveland.
Yeah. I think this is, the question isn't, is LeBron going to finish his career in LA? The question is, how much longer does he want to play? Because this is his last year. I think that it's been made clear this is going to be his last year.
In Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. So if he's going to continue playing, it's not going to be there. And it just feels like they're setting up the exit, which it felt like having been around him every day his last year in Cleveland. If you remember, like I felt all year that last year, like this is it. It's over. He's leaving again. And it was just, and again, sort of like what the Lakers have done, the Cavs had very quietly sort of pivoted away from what he was saying and from his wishes. LeBron wanted David Griffin brought back. He made it very clear. He wanted Griff to stay as GM, and they parted ways with Griff, and they brought back Kobe. Who was the veteran? There's a veteran player he wanted brought in, and they signed Jetty instead. I forget now who it was. There was a player that he wanted in on the roster, and they went the other way, and they signed Jetty. And it was just subtle things and some a little bit more blatant. He was against the Kyrie trade. He didn't want Kyrie traded. And he told the Cavs, bring him back. Like, I will fix this. Bring him back. And it was too late at that point. And now, in their defense, he could have said that a lot earlier in the process than what he did. And he really didn't say a whole lot. And then when the trade was going down with Boston, he said, don't do this. Bring him back. And it was already the train had left the station, and the deal was done. So for years, it was the Cavs just doing whatever LeBron wanted. And there was a very clear shift his final year in Cleveland away from that. And it feels like that's what's happening now in LA, is a very clear shift. And it should be. They should be going to what Luka wants and building around Luka and not LeBron, because they know LeBron's at the end. So it makes perfect sense why both sides are operating the way they are. It really comes down to how much longer does LeBron want to play. And it's only July. It's mid-July. If this is his last year, you're going to know it. He's going to let everybody know before the season starts, because he wants 30 love letters written.
Yeah, also, I think he's earned it.
Absolutely.
I mean, the Kobe Bryant treatment, and then he watched The Last Dance, and I think there was no doubt at that stage. And you said he's already had a crew.
He's had a film crew around him off and on for the last couple of years. I don't know what he's building or what he's got going, but I mean, when they were here.
20 parts.
When they were here a couple years ago, I was in the locker room.
At least.
And he had a film crew filming everything.
And by the way, he's got more. He's got more of a story to tell than even Kobe, than even MJ at this point, because there's more film. We've known him since high school. We really didn't know Michael Jordan since high school in that way. And Kobe, you knew a little bit in high school, but it's still.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just have the catalog of footage and then this lengthy NBA career where he's had like four or five careers, mini careers as part of the longer career, and then add Team USA, add him being an executive as, you know, the VP of the players union, right? And then he could be an owner. We all think it's trending towards that. Then you add his business ventures.
Yeah.
So who's got more of a story to tell in American sports, maybe outside of Tiger Woods,
than
LeBron James?
He reshaped free agency in the NBA. He reshaped how players approach free agency, taking shorter deals to maximize earnings, teaming up in different markets. Now the league has found a way to sort of put an end to that, but he was the one at the lead of that. He reshaped endorsement deals. He now gets ownership in these companies. It's not just you're going to pay me X amount. It's no, I want a stake. If I'm endorsing you, then I want a piece of the product. And that's never happened before. So he has reshaped. For a guy who never went to college, he's surrounded himself with some pretty sharp business people, and he's developed a pretty good sense of business.
I'd say he could teach a class at Harvard Business School. Yeah. Maverick Carter has taught a class at Harvard Business School. So, and Rich Paul's become, you know, one of the most influential agents in all of sports.
And Rich is going to be around long after LeBron. And I'm really impressed and proud of what Rich has accomplished and what he's done, because early in his career, Rich had people throughout the league telling him all the time, just wait till your golden boy retires and you'll be done. You'll be irrelevant. You're gone too. And that is just not the case. Like Rich is the most powerful agent in the NBA, and that will last long after LeBron retires.
That is it's pretty amazing. If you go back and trace their original meetings, you know, it's absolutely incredible. So, look, the Cavs, their offseason, they're probably going to be talked about less than any other team that is a contender in the NBA because they're running it back. Now, they did bring in two guys I like, Lonzo Ball, if healthy, which you always have to say in parentheses, and then obviously Larry Nance Jr., if healthy. Yeah. So they're two guys. But what they didn't do in the offseason is address something that their coach brought up and their GM brought up immediately after the elimination game, game five of the Pacers, and that was, we need to get tougher, both mentally and physically. Now, mentally, I think they got some guys already that are pretty tough mentally, and one of them is Donovan Mitchell, certainly. But the physically part of that, I look up and down NBA rosters. Man, I can go through every single roster and tell you who the instigators are, who the enforcers are, who the tough guys are. The Ben Matherins, I mean, he might have changed that entire series when he went up to block DeAndre Hunter, right? That sent a pretty big message in a game where it was in the middle of a avalanche, right? And we know what happens the rest of that series. So he is somebody who is an instigator. The Dylan Brookses of the world, you know, definitely an instigator and someone who will go toe-to-toe. I look around Lou Dort. Man, Oklahoma City seems like they got eight of those guys.
Yep.
Okay? And they were the champions this year. So we've seen it when LeBron, when the Cavs were the favorites in all those series in the second 4 years that he was here, all the other teams had one of those guys that they were going to try. Now, most of the ways it was unsuccessfully, but they would have guys who would stand up to LeBron or at least get in his face, someone who would take a hard foul. I mean, we could talk about Kelly Olynyk and the instigation. So teams have always had that in the NBA. And I go up and down the Cavs roster. Who is that guy? Even the one guy they had, the Morris brother that would do it.
Marcus
Morris. in the 3 weeks it seemed like he was with the Cavs, he was that guy. And the Cavaliers obviously, you know, went a different direction immediately into the season. And what was he doing? He was clowning his ex-teammates.
Yeah.
Saying those guys aren't tough enough. And that was, you know, that was 2 years ago. What's changed? So do you think that's something that could hold him back? Because I think it's a problem.
Yeah, it could be something that holds him back. I'm not saying it will, but certainly it could. You know, I think what makes him tougher, I think this entire offseason of everyone sort of poking at him, yeah, and it feels like they've become a punchline at certain times, which I think is misguided. I still think they're a really talented team, and it feels like, I've said this before, it feels like the pendulum has sort of swung too far the other way, where people just sort of dismiss them in the East as the East is wide open, and it is. The East is open.
They can't dismiss them.
But, I mean, this is the most expensive roster in the NBA now. I don't think people realize that. With Boston making the cuts that they have, with Phoenix pivoting the way they have.
Are they the only team officially in the second apron now? Because all the other teams did some work to get out under the apron.
I'd have to look. I don't know. But I know that they have the most expensive roster in the NBA now. So if I had an entire summer of everyone calling me soft and telling me I wasn't tough enough, nothing would anger me more and motivate me more to prove them wrong than that. So where does the toughness come from? The toughness may just come from an offseason of derision and of people sort of poking at them. You know, I wrote about after the season ended, this team will not reach its full potential until Evan Mobley's the best player on the team. Now, is he going to be the physical enforcer? No. And in fact, I'd go a step farther and say they probably just traded away their one tough guy in Isaac Okoro, but he couldn't make enough shots to stay on the floor in a playoff game, in a series. So they had to sort of move on from him and get off that future money. And really what they did was put themselves in a position to maybe dip out of the second apron next season, not this coming season, but next season, maybe. If they feel like they need to pivot and get out of the apron, it's a lot easier to do that now without Okoro's money on the books. Mm-hmm. But in terms of physicality and where do they find physicality, it has to come from within. And it has to come from an entire summer of people telling them you're not good enough and you're not tough enough.
Well, you can't ask Donovan Mitchell to do that. You can't be the superstar,
yeah,
and have to also man, the guy's been on fumes the last 2 years. At the end of the playoffs, he's played his butt off, but he's already got enough of the heavy lifting.
If you want names, it would have to be Mobley and Allen.
Okay. Well, Allen is just somebody that I think...
And I don't know that Allen's wired that way.
Well, we don't even know if he's going to be here, right? I mean, you do have a trade deadline this year. And I know it's hard to imagine a really successful team that's on the verge of high 50s or maybe even 60 wins again trading one of their main pieces. I'm not going to use the term core, but you can if you want. But, you know, Jared Allen, at the end of the season, that was the one guy we kind of all agreed on. Like, if they wanted to make a move...
I wrote after the season, I don't know how you bring him back. Like, if he's been a ghost now in the playoffs, how many years in a row has he just vanished when you needed him most? He's great defensively, yes. But if there was one guy to break off, I think he's clearly fourth in the layering of, if you're going to call it a core four, he's fourth on that list. And it's easier to make the money work at $20 million, where his salary is compared to some of the other guys. But they clearly, at this point, I don't think there's a move coming. Like, this is who they're bringing back.
Do you buy any of the rumors that have been out there that they were in on Kevin Durant conversations, that they might have made a call about LeBron James? Do you believe any of that?
Well, if you weren't in on Kevin Durant, I'd say that's dereliction of duty. And why weren't you in on Kevin Durant? Because he's still a top 15 player in this league.
Last year, he had the most efficient isolation game since they've been tracking the data,
yeah,
dating back to 2012. That's how good of a season. Nobody knows because they weren't good.
Yeah.
But you saw what happened when we played against Kevin Durant in Phoenix towards, yeah, the end of the year. He was clearly the best player.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
On
yeah,
the floor.
Yeah, if they weren't in on KD, they should have been in on KD, is how I would look at
which
it.
Which would have meant a Darius Garland trade.
Fine. Kevin Durant's better than Darius Garland. So, and you're trying to win a championship right now. The LeBron stuff, they were never going to gut their roster for him, nor should they, I don't think. If you really sit down and look at everything they would have to give up to make a deal like that work because of where they are money-wise in the apron, it's nonsensical. It just doesn't make sense. And I didn't think it was ever realistic that the Lakers were going to just buy him out and he was going to come back here on a minimum. I wouldn't rule out LeBron ever finishing his career here. Again, it depends on how long he wants to play. And if he wants to play beyond this season, then yeah, you could get something done. And that's why I brought up earlier about pivoting out of the second apron. If you have to pivot out of the second apron next summer, well, then that brings your mid-level exception back into play.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can have a serious conversation about that, but that's still a year away. So it's not worth spending a ton of time on now, but there are more realistic paths, I think, next summer, if there's going to be a reunion between those two, than there is right now.
And Darius is the one I'm really, you talked about chip on the shoulder. I mean, imagine what Darius thought while he was seeing clips of Kevin Durant.
Absolutely.
Talk with, you know, LeBron James, who's best friends with his agent,
yeah.
Rich Paul, and nobody's saying anything.
LeBron and Darius are both clutch guys.
And they're going on and on, and Kevin Durant is
singling
like,
him out by name.
He's like, I don't know, small guys in the NBA today. I don't think it's their game. And then it's like, all right, well, I guess he could be talking about me. And then Darius Garland.
Yep.
Like, he mentioned him right there. You want to talk about bulletin board material? Hope that works. I hope that works for the diminutive guard. He needs to have a season, needs to have a big bounce back after Stephen A. Smith went after him in the playoffs. Guy's question is his toughness. Guy's question playing through injury. I think it got a little ridiculous.
Well, you know,
some
what?
Of those talking heads.
I know we got to go real quick. If you boil all the Darius stuff down, it comes down to game two. It really is all about game two that he missed. Nobody expected him to play against Miami after he got hurt. Nobody was upset about that. Nobody was upset that he sat game one, and then he came back for game three. It really, the whole Darius conversation really comes down to game two against the Pacers.
Everybody's telling this show in particular, anytime I talk about it, Ken talks about it, how much Stephen Kwan could get. Give me a number, Jason. I know you have canvassed the region, you've talked to the baseball writers, you've formulated your own thoughts. How much could Kwan get? He's not a power hitter, but certainly, can you imagine our lineup without Kwan? It's already one of the
Jose
worst.
Would have
big...
zero RBIs because no one would. Well, however many home runs
that's
he
true.
Hit, no one would be on in front
He's
of him.
He's a 300 hitter with no power. Like, you say that, you go, okay, well, there was 100 of those guys 20 years ago. It's so strange. And yet, if you look at, like, some of the advanced numbers, his war, I mean, he's a three war player this year. He was a four war player last year. Like, his war numbers are off the charts. Now, I think some of that is skewed by defense. Defense is so heavily weighted on war that I think it inflates it more than it should be. But it's hard to put a number on him, and I think it's part of the reason that they haven't been able to come to terms on an extension, because he's such an anomaly today, and it's hard to find a good comp for him. Andrew Benintendi, back in the day when he was in Boston in his prime, and then I think he got like 5 years, $75 million. That's a close comp only because of he was a high average speed guy with not a lot of power, but
yeah, that's $15 million a year.
Is superior to him. Say a Suzuki, I think 5 for $85 in with the Cubs a couple years ago. I don't think Kwan's a $100 million player, but I think it's close. And it's not that they haven't tried. The Guardians offered Kwan, I think it was 2 winters ago. I might've been coming off his rookie year that they tried to get something.
They tried
done.
To lock him in early.
And he rejected their offers. And what, once you get to this point, I just don't see it happening. Like,
you don't see what happening.
An extension. Once a guy reaches arbitration and starts making a decent amount of money, there's no incentive for him really to sign at that point. If they were going to get something done with him, they were going to get it done a couple of years ago. So I mean, I don't know. I'd love to be wrong. I'd love to see them get something done. But he's down to 2 years of control, and that's why you hear his name in trade rumors all the time now, because of the clock is ticking on him and time's running out.
So yesterday we talked about it on the podcast, and I looked up numbers. You can't look at defense right now, so these are more middle infielders that are hitting kind of like he does.
Yeah.
And like Luis Arraez was one of those guys that came up. It's like 10 to 12 million is what those people are making.
He'll make more than that.
So I said that my max would be like 22, and that's like way over pricing. But is there any way they could get like a 5 year, $100 million deal or something like that?
I think he'll probably land in the 90 to 95 range. I think. I don't know if a team with this limit of a payroll. You talk out of both sides of your mouth, because I agree. Where would this lineup be without Stephen Kwan? But yet at the same time, can a team that spends this little really invest $20 million in a guy who can't hit the ball out of the ballpark? When history and data shows you the only way you win in the postseason is if you hit the ball out of the ballpark. Like, the guards ball thing is fun and it's cute. It doesn't win in the playoffs. We've seen that time and time. The game has become too specialized. There's too many bullpen guys that come out throwing 100. You can cut the game down to 3 innings from a starter, and then you just run one reliever out after another after another. It's too hard to string together 4, 5, 6 hits together in a playoff series to win games that way. You have to be able to hit the ball out of the ballpark. He's such an elite player defensively, but yet to put a guy in the corner outfield spot that doesn't have a lot of power, it's never made sense to me. He's always looked like a center fielder. I don't know if he's told them, I don't want to play center field.
Yeah, you do wonder.
But like, there's no reason for him not to be in center field. He is a center fielder. Yes, he's a gold glover in left field. You mean to tell me he couldn't play at that type of caliber in center field? Of course he could. It's foolish to say that he couldn't.
I know that I've taken a beating from Guardians fans. Ken called me Anthony Dolan. But if they can't afford $20 million a year,
well, they got off the Jimenez money.
Yeah.
And Bibee signed, but the Jimenez money should be available.
Well, and they don't have to pay Naylor.
They were never going to pay Naylor. I just mean like future money. Like, Jimenez was on the books for $22, $23 million a year by the end of that contract. And you also have, I mean, we're getting to the point, this is 2025. At some point here soon, this is going to be a David Blitzer problem, not a Paul Dolan problem. So that has to be taken into account.
And you'd hope he would do the new owner thing and make a splash right away. That's what every new owner does in every sport.
Yeah, but Stephen Kwan can't be the splash, though.
Right. No, that's true. That's true. So the hope would be that it would be Kwan and
yes.
Yeah. I'm pessimistic they'll get anything done, because it's gone on this long. So if they were going to get it done, they would have gotten it done before now. I don't see it happening.
All right. Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers got it done with TJ Watt. What does that mean for the rivalry between...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.